morning, and welcome to the presentation of Fluidra's results for the first half year of 2014. My name is Cristina Del Castillo. I am the Director of Investor Relations and Shareholders in Fluidra. The presentation will be made by Mr. Eloy Planes, CEO, and Mr. Xavier Tintoré, CFO. The documents that will be used as a basis for this presentation are available in our webpage, www.fluidra.com, under the results lead. It has also been sent this morning to the exchange authorities, and you will be able to find it in this body's webpage. The recording of this multi-conference will also be available the next working day on the company's webpage. Now, we'll start the presentation, and I give the floor to Mr. Eloy Planes.
Thank you, Cristina, and welcome to the presentation of Fluidra's results for the first half year of 2014. Our main goal for this period was to go back to normality from the point of view of the P&L account and the balance sheet. For that, beyond the normal business management, we defined two clear goals. The first one was to attain a net deleveraging of the company's operational expenses and to carry out non-strategic asset disposals. Both goals have been materialized, and they are shown in the accounts that the company presents here today. During the half year, as you will be able to see, we have deleveraged in operational expenses about 7 million euros net, thanks to the restructuring plan started at the end of the last financial year. At the same time, we have generated disposals that have accounted for 9.2 million euros of cash entries during this period. Let's now get into the analysis of the results you have on page number three. We see that sales during the first half of this year reach 355.6 million euros, 2.7% below last financial year's. This evolution of sales has been influenced by the discontinuity of the project activity and by the strong currency impact. Once these effects have been eliminated, in other words, in constant perimeter and currency terms, the sales for this period this year grew by 1%. Europe has shown different performances, and I'd like to highlight the positive evolution of the north of Europe, Spain and Portugal, and the negative performance of markets like France and Italy. All in all, Europe shows growth. The rest of the markets, in local currency terms, have had a good evolution, and we have only had some delays in the USA and in some country in the north of Africa. The company's gross margin evolution during this period has been excellent. This fact, together with the operational deleverage achieved, has had a positive impact on the company's results, with an EBITDA of 49.9 million euros, 12.4% more than last year, and raising the net profit up to 16.2 million, 54.4% more. In terms of balance sheet, we have had a strong control over the working capital, and the data as of June are very positive indeed. Thanks to this evolution and the generation through the P&L account, the cash consumption has been 15 million euro below the previous campaign. This has allowed us to reduce our debt significantly, and it is now 217.3 million euros, more than 20 million below the previous year's. Beyond this financial information, on page number four, you can verify with the most important facts the dynamism of our group during this period. In Brazil, Fluidra has supplied the connections for the irrigation systems of six playing fields in which the World Football Championship has been held. This operation has been the result of the good reputation we have internationally as suppliers of integral solutions in water services. Fluidra has also participated in the conception of a project in Dubai. We're referring to the Anantara Dubai, the Palm Resort and Spa Resort, the biggest wellness space in the Persian Gulf. This resort has three community swimming pools in a total surface area of more than 10,000 square meters. Amongst the facilities installed in this very luxurious resort, we'd like to point point out that 22 special filters designed by our engineers specifically for these complex. And finally, I'd like to highlight that after a few years of reduction of the Spanish market, of contraction of the Spanish market, and a constant adaptation of our companies, our distribution companies to this market, the context has allowed us to carry out two new openings this year in Blanes and the Puerto de Santa Maria. And now I'd like to give the floor to our CFO, Mr. Xavier Tintoret, who will explain in greater detail the results of the year. Thank you very much, Aloy. Next, I'm going to give you a detailed explanation of the results obtained during the first half year of 2014. On page number 5, we will start out by analyzing the evolution of the main lines in the group's P&L account. The sales figure falls by 2.7%, which in constant currency terms would imply a reduction of 0.6%. As Aloy has just explained, if we eliminate the effect of the discontinued activity, growth in constant currency terms would have been of 1%. In the next slide, we will analyze the composition of the sales figure according to geographic zones and business units. The gross margin reaches 172.8 million, 51.5%. This growth compensates for the loss in sales volume, and it implies an improvement of 180 basis points, which is explained partly by the low marginality of two turnkey projects carried out in the south of Europe the previous year, and on the other side by the good price management and the purchasing cost contention carried out by the company. Operational expenses before provisions and amortizations reach 117.6 million, 6.3 million below the previous year, in spite of having invested one additional million in Asia and South America in order to incentivize growth. Provisions for bad debt reach 5.4 million euro, with an increase in the Middle East area and Northern Africa, where the average collection period has worsened and some of our customers are experiencing difficulties to pay. The impact over the EBITDA, which goes from 44.4 to 49.9 million euro, is explained by the improvement of the margin, which compensates for the loss of the sales volume in the sales volume and the reduction of OPEX as a result of the program of disposals, which also compensate for greater provisions. As Aloy has already said, this semester we have had both non-recurrent income and expenses as a result of the OPEX reduction program and the assets disposal. In order to clarify their impact, let me explain them next. At the end of June, we have sold to the French distribution group Descourin Cabot the Iragone company, which was the company in the group that was devoted to selling irrigation, mainly agricultural irrigation in France. This disposal for 7.1 million euros has generated a debt reduction of 9.2 million and a gross capital gain of 2.2 million. This transaction was carried out on the 30th of June, so we have integrated 6 months of activity, but the closing balance sheet does not consolidate its assets and liabilities. Equally, in this very same month of June, we have proceeded to the sale of a building in Perpignan, which has generated a gross capital gain of 2.3 million euro. With regards to the non-recurrent expenses, all of the disposals program, not only the ones that have been executed, has generated a charge during the semester of approximately 1 million euros, and the OPEX reduction program has had non-recurrent costs of 1.8 million euro. For this reason, the recurrent group's EBITDA is 48.2 million euros. The net profit goes from 10.5 to 16.2 million euros. The above-mentioned factors, in addition to an improved financial result, explain this very positive evolution. On page number 6, you can see the sales evolution by geographic area. Spain has had a good performance with a growth rate of 3.4%, with a good performance of the traditional channel and the large retail channel. Southern Europe drops by 11%. Mainly due to the negative evolution of France. Out of these 11 points, the end of turnkey projects explained or accounts for 4.4 points of this fall, and the weakness of the French market, both in large accounts and in the traditional market, explain or account for 6.1 points. The north and center of Europe has had a good performance with double-digit growth with very good results in Germany, the UK and Austria. Eastern Europe shows a growth rate of 4%, which adjusted to constant currency terms is close to 11%. This difference is due to the weakness of the Russian ruble. Asia and Australia show a decrease of 3.4%, which, once translated to constant currency terms, implies a growth of 6.2%, strongly affected by the Australian dollar and the Indonesian rupee. In constant currency terms, the Australian growth rate is close to a double-digit growth rate, and the rest of the region shows a good evolution except for Thailand. During the second half of the year, if the exchange rates are kept at these levels, currency should not play a relevant role in this area of the world. In the rest of the world, the reduction of 11% is equal to 6.6% once we adjust for currency terms, and it is caused by the bad season in the north, eastern and middle western air zones of the USA, and the situation of some markets in the north of Africa, countries like Egypt, which cannot be compensated by the Brazilian growth. On page number 7, we see the evolution of the different groups' business units. In swimming pools, the residential side is flat. As we mentioned in the first quarter, the sales of above-ground pools would be displaced from the first to the second and third quarters as a result of the change of the delivery conditions of some large retailers. At the end of the second quarter, this situation has been practically corrected fully. And for this campaign, we hope a good performance in this item. The public pool side shows greater weakness in most geographies, although the closure of the supply for some significant facilities that moves from one quarter to the next may make these figures change. Water treatment decreases by 1%, and the whole reduction is explained by a lower supply of industrial water treatment equipments, which have been compensated by a good performance in the domestic field. Irrigation grows at rates of 1%, and it is greater. The growth is greater in the green spaces market or in the residential market, as opposed to the agricultural irrigation side. Fluid handling is practically flat, with a better behavior in Europe as opposed to the rest of the world. And finally, projects reflect the decision of suppressing this activity. And in this year, we are only ending the issues that had been had before that decision had been made. Page number 8 shows the evolution of the group's working capital, a good evolution of the working of the net working capital, which reached 245 million euros at the end of the quarter, with a decrease of 5.9%, explained in part for the exit of Irigaray, which accounts for 2.5 points of this decrease. We would like to highlight that this improvement has been attained in spite of the reduction of accounts payable, reflecting a reduction of 9% in customers and 5% in stocks, significantly above the evolution of the sales figure, excluding even the effect of Irigaray. On page number 9, we show the evolution of the net financial debt and the free cash flow. The first half year is always an investment semester. Before acquisitions, the company has used about 39 million euros, which is the result of the better evolution of the business and the disposal of Irigaray. In 2013, the net financial debt was 238.8 million euros, and at the end of the semester, it is 217.3 million, which is with a reduction of more than 21 million euro. The net financial debt over EBITDA ratio improves ostensibly, and it is located in a well-aligned position with our goal of going back to debt ratios of 2.5 times at the end of the year. On page number 10, you have a detail of the most important facts of this first half year. Out of this breakdown, I'd like to highlight the consistency of the company's financial policy. As you know, Fluidra has a dividends normal policy to carry out a payout of between 45 and 50% of the net result. The board decided, the AGM decided, as suggested by the board not to carry out dividend payments because it had incurred into losses in 2013. For this year, and given the result of the first half year and the communicated guidance, we hope to go back to our dividend payments according to our policy. And without any further ado, I'll give back the floor to our CEO, Mr. Eloy Planes, for him to conclude this results presentation. Oh, thank you, Xavier. Before ending and giving and starting the Q&A session, I'd like to highlight some ideas as a summary. The figures that we have shown you here today are well aligned with our expectations for the period, and we have attained our main goal, which was going back to normality of our P&L and balance sheet ratios. In terms of the P&L account, we had defined an ambitious goal in terms of operational deleveraging. The plans which have been executed between the last quarter of 2013 and the first quarter of 2014 have allowed us to show a reduction of the net expense of approximately 7 million, which points out to the fact that we are on the right road to attain these goals. This, together with a good performance of the gross margin, has allowed us to recover significantly the P&L ratios. In terms of balance sheet, the work that we have carried out in terms of working capital consumption, together with the disposal of non-strategic assets, has allowed us to reduce our debt by more than 20 million euros during this first half year. This allows us to assure the debt ratios that the company is used to having at the end of the financial year. We are recovering the profitability of mature markets in Europe, and we keep on betting on the good performance of international activity, which has been the basis of Fluidra's growth during the past few years. We hope for this, what we expect for this second half of the year, a good performance of our business in the Southern Hemisphere, based in Brazil, South Africa, and Australia, and also a sudden recovery of the figures in the USA. This perspective, together with the figures of the first half year and the good performance of the month of July, allow us to repeat our estimates for 2014. Our sales will be between 580 and 600 million euro. We will recover levels of profitability, thus reaching an EBITDA between 65 and 69 million, and repositioning our net financial debt below 2.5 times. Fluidra's current map has the foundations of a more global and diversified scenario. The results obtained during the first half year confirm our management capacity, and they position our company in a unique global position in our industry. We thank you for your participation in this call conference, and we will be delighted to answer any questions you may have. Thank you very much indeed. So now start with the Q&A. Please go ahead. The Q&A will start now. If you want to ask a question, please push 01 on your phone's dial. The first question will be asked by Alberto Sanchez from Fidentiis. Go ahead. Hello, good morning. Two questions on my side. First of all, in the past, it was said that the reason why the margins were under pressure was due to the Southern European geographic area. Could you please break down what the EBITDA margin in the south of Europe nowadays, including Spain? And secondly, if in addition to the two disposals, both Irigaroon and this building in France, are you planning to having more disposals of assets during the rest of the year? Thank you. Hello, Alberto. Good morning. And thank you for asking these two questions. Yes, in the past we said that there was pressure on the margins in the south of Europe, basically due to the effect of the company's operational leveraging in this area. As you know, this type of information, we only give it as of the 31st of December as part of the results presentation. reality with the information we have shared with you today is that, well, these margins are improving significantly as a result of two factors. First, our work in the sales line in terms of the price fixing and the sale of products with greater value added. And on the other hand, all of the work carried out in our restructuring and reorganization project. Now, with regards to your second question, part of the disposals program, in addition to the two disposals we have materialized this first semester, we do have some other assets in the market. But the fact is that right now we're not foreseeing, first of all, they are not significant. And secondly, we are not foreseeing, given the status of the negotiations, that none of them will be disposed of before the year's end. But of course, we should always follow this up time after time. Thank you. Next question, please. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember that if you want to ask a question, please press 01 on your phone's dials. Thank you. The next question comes from Bruno Versa from Pepe. Go ahead.
Good morning.
On my side, I'd like to ask you, what's your outlook for 2015? Once you have kept the ones for 2014, what do you foresee in terms of the evolution of the company's main markets, and above all, in the south of Europe and France and Italy, which are the ones that are most affected right now? And my second question is related to the dividends policy. Considering that you have not distributed dividends this year, in 2015, will we get some sort of an extraordinary dividend? And the third question, once you are aligned with regards to your net financial debt over EBITDA of 2.5 times, are you looking for some potential acquisition, for example, in 2015? Thank you. Hi, Bruno, and thank you for your questions. Let me start bottom up. I'll start with the last one. It is true, as you well know, that, well, Fluidra is a company that's a consolidating company in our industry. And due to the specific situation of 2013, well, we didn't carry out any acquisition then, but this year. But we keep on looking. We keep on looking in the market, and I believe that for next year, we will see some activity, especially in the international arena, in order to reinforce our growth positions in those areas of the world. Now, with regards to our dividends policy, as we have mentioned during our conference call, as you know, well, that historically, the group follows as a policy to have a payout of about 45 to 50 or 52% of our net results. And repeating our guidance and expecting positive results for 2014, well, what would be only rational is to reactivate our dividends payout policy that should be well aligned with what the company has done traditionally. And finally, with regards to our outlook for 2015, of course, it is too early in the world we live nowadays to talk about 2015. We would probably have to do it in next January or February, which is what the company does normally. Of course, depending on the market's evolution, well, we see a greater stability in Europe, given the current evolution, with the big question marks of the French and Italian markets, and we keep on betting on the international growth areas because that growth will actually be good when translated into euro, and that it doesn't go against us, as has happened during this first half of the year in foreign exchange terms. Thank you. Next question. The next question is by Miguel Medina from JTB Capital. Go ahead, please.
Hello, good morning.
Three very short questions. The first one, I think you have mentioned 2.2 or 2.3 million euros for the disposal of the building in Perpignan, is that the gross capital gain, or is it the net profit? No, that is the gross capital gain. It is not the cash income. The cash income is of about 3 million euro, and it has not yet been materialized. The second question is the increase in provisions you have had due to the situation in Northern Africa. Have you provisioned that? Have you provisioned everything that you need to provision, or is this just a calendar issue that's only natural with regards to the second half of the year?
Well, no, in principle, we have provisioned everything we need. It is a specific effect of this first half year, and during the second half of the year, we expect to go back to normality.
The third and last question, maybe it's a bit overly generic and it's too early, but have you made an appraisal of the potential impact of the tax reform with regards to Fluidra's tax rate for 2015 and 2016?
No, Miguel, it is too early for that. As you know, the legislation is still undergoing changes, and we expect to be able to mention something about this during the third or fourth quarter's presentations. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question, please. There are no further questions. Thank you.
This is the official end of the presentation. Thank you very much indeed for your attendance, and have a good day.